Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We welcome to the show, Frank Muffin.
Jim, you know Frank Muffin isn't a person. It's a band.
Don't correct me. I know what I'm talking about, Mr. Sloat.
Okay, Patrick, one of the foundations, I think, of Suburbs Fest, the big draw, I guess what I'm trying to say, is Frank Muffin, right?
You're kind of the spine that runs through every night.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, every night, all three nights, you get to hear some Frank Muffin live.
That's music. Right.
No one else can say that. No one else can lay claim.
Solid.
Suburbs Fest 1, boom, Frank Muffin.
Yeah, that's right. Right? Okay. They crushed it last night, too, and that was great.
Yep. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us in the hot seat today is Hans Reese.
That's me.
Hey,
man.
How you doing?
Good.
Hans from Frank Muffin.
That's right.
We're talking about
I'm just randomly talking about
this
I just
band.
Like him a lot. I just wanted to talk about it.
And Michael is refilling my beer, so I just want to give a shout out there. So Hans, you have 10 minutes.
Yeah, you might want to take a couple minutes off of that, but...
Is there something in particular you'd like to talk about?
No, nobody was really jumping in. I thought I just would, but I will do a little callbacks. I was going to also thank Mike Coley for sponsoring my willingness to talk on this episode. and just touch on a couple of ones I heard earlier, which I guess previous episodes. Craig Rosen's that REM book I bought while he was talking.
Nice.
So, I never knew that was a book, and I'm like, that sounds great. And to speak of what Patrick was talking about, I went a little farther. I think it was Out of Time is when I started to drop off for a while. But he was a huge REM fan for a long time, so I was really excited to see about that book. So, you know, again, the podcast moves merch, I think, is a...
That's great. Where's Craig?
That's right.
He ducked out. He just ran away. I mean,
I was going to say, he should have, you know, set up a merch table.
That's right.
His books, right?
Just sit there and write it, you know, as you do at a book signing. Yeah, it would be great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then, Kevin Bartlett mentioned Graham Parker. And very early on when I was playing drums in one of my first bands, that was a very early song I learned was Local Girls. Our band had played that song.
Cool.
Our lead singer's dad was a history professor. And so he had a party for his class. And we had to learn a bunch of songs that he chose.
Wow.
So that was that. And then, you know, Kevin Clement just was speaking about Better Than Ezra. And I, you know, Brittany already spoiled it with Kevin, but that's okay. Everybody else doesn't know. I actually grew up with a band who was named Ezra.
Is that right?
I don't think it's Ezra, but
wow.
Yes.
Wow. All right. So now we've got documentation on
yes,
this.
Yes. That work was out at least that. No, didn't it did not. And another little strange bit about them is a friend of mine was working out in Slidell, Louisiana. And heard Better Than Ezra when they were just a local band. And that deluxe album was a self-produced album originally. And you may not have heard of this, Evan, but there was something called the U.S. Postal Service. And he sent me a copy of that CD probably about a year before it broke.
Wow, is that right? How cool is that?
It was awesome.
That is very cool.
So, yeah, that was we can call this a callback episode, but I think that's about all I have on that. So just a random topic. What is your favorite Pixies song that's not on Doolittle, and why is it not Valuria?
And not that that's a leading question. Valuria, anyway.
Well, I don't know.
Give me one second. Let me ask
Sorry,
this
it was a very pointed question.
I'll just say Planet of Sound.
Oh, that's a solid one.
Okay. What is the one where on the first, the Come On Pilgrim... Where Nimrod's Son, that's the one I'll say. I love that song.
Nimrod's Son.
Yeah, do you know that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's, I think that might be the one live where Joey Santiago pretty just puts his Les Paul on the ground.
That's right.
And it just makes noises with his pedals.
I love that. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
That is a great one. Yes. I guess, obviously, I think I probably led that Valuria is probably my favorite.
Yeah, it definitely
I think that,
did.
That touches on a lot of the mood of the Pixies in you know with where they have got the heavy drums, the good, you know, melodic leads without being too flashy. You know, Frank Black covers everything in his wheelhouse of screaming and vocals. And you know, Kim Deal's got some fun stuff in there too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great song.
Somewhere
What about R.E.M.? If you had to pick a favorite R.E.M. song.
Whew, that's rough.
That is rough. I'm sorry I did that to you.
No, that's fair. I don't know that I really could, but...
It's hard.
I think I would probably lean towards something off Life's Rich Pageant.
Okay.
Maybe Cuyahoga.
Oh.
Interesting.
With that awesome intro bass riff. Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We should start a new country up. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think it's the time for that.
It is probably the time for
that. In this conference room, we can declare ourselves a nation. Right. They can't kick us out. That's right.
All right. That's great. So tell people again a little bit about Frank Muffin. What's new in Frank Muffin's world?
Oh, man. We drove a lot this week.
Yeah. I drove all the way out here from Indiana.
Yes, from Indiana. yeah. I mean, you know, anybody who knows, I guess, the podcast knows that we put out 4 albums last year.
Yep.
You know, a new song every week for the entirety of the year. And we just have not been writing since. So it's lately been just trying to find some shows. And they're still few and far between, honestly, right now, too, because not a lot of places are doing any good shows. But they are here. So we're here to play a few. And hopefully we'll continue to come back here. It's our hope. So.
And on the Bandcamp, I just noticed this the other day when I was browsing around on Frank Muffin Bandcamp. You can get the whole Year of the Muffin as a CD package.
There
right
is
now.
A physical 4-CD box set now of the Year of the Muffin. It is, and we have some here. So
you
people
do.
Who are
okay.
lucky enough to be here this weekend
tonight.
Can get them tonight at the VFW. I'm going to term it the Fun Hall.
There you go. That's right. It's going to be the Fun Hall tonight.
Looks like Brittany's joining in.
Oh, hey,
come on in.
I was smart.
Are you sure?
Yeah, come on in. I have nothing to say. I just came
move
in here
that microphone closer. I was smart enough to activate that microphone.
I just wanted to sit by Hans, but I can talk too. it happens.
So, Brittany.
Hi.
Hello. Brittany Rees, also from Frank Muffin.
Yeah.
And how's the trip been so far?
I mean, we had to play some really like high level Tetris to get all of the gear into one vehicle with. You know, it's always
and
been
how
my
many people.
It's always four, been my four. Dream to drive halfway across the country with 3 dudes. and so we you know, we got like a cargo tray for, you know, mounting into the hitch of the vehicle and got our instruments in there with what we had to have a drum kit, like 4 or 5 guitars, my bass, a couple of amps, mic stands, and I don't know, we might want to change clothes once or twice while we're here. So, you know, you get all that piled in, and you know, it was a feat, but we got it. We planned ahead as much as we could, and then we spent basically 2 days on the road, kept it pretty low key. We didn't have to, you know, get up at the break of dawn and drive all the way in one fell swoop. We had a big generosity from Barrett letting us stay with him in Pittsburgh.
He's the man.
Yep. On Thursday night so that
speaks
we could break
to the
it
community
up.
Here.
Yeah.
But you know, after this whole weekend of fun, we're going to have to get all the way back on Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny because I know at times I've been to shows, small venues, and you'd see like, oh, after the show, man, let me help you carry your gear out. Can I help or anything like that? And you go to their van and you're like, I'm going to put this in. No. You can't put it in there. It's got to go out for this. And it's got to go left of that. And they have a system where they put each
the
piece
usual,
in.
The usual routine is everybody can get it out there and I'll figure out how to make it fit or one way or another.
Stack it around the van.
What kind of vehicle are we talking?
We're in a Ford Flex.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not getting paid to say that. Sorry, you know, but
I'm just trying to get a sense.
Yeah.
It's got good space in it. We got it specifically to have room for gear and stuff, but we aren't usually trying to fit all the people in also.
Right. But most important thing, who controlled the music and how did that work? Did you take turns?
I think XM did. We just kind of left it on.
Right. Just
so
left
we could,
it on. Got it. That's
so
a good way
chat
to go.
And, yeah. You know,
it's a very good way to go.
Get some naps in, but, usually not the driver in that case.
I remember once Wingtip Slope was going somewhere, I think to North Carolina to play a show, and we decided to take turns on the music, and I played a Uncle Dave Macon cassette that did not go over well. That was a pretty long 45 minutes for the other two guys.
I hear the bag.
I'm
going to
go the bag of questions. I think it's been a while.
All right.
And I feel like these are guests who are, you know, up for
questionable,
right?
Yeah.
They're questionable guests, at least. Yeah.
All right. Is it better to burn out or to fade away?
That's a good question. I think when I was young, I would have gladly burnt out, but I'm happy fading.
I'm going to leave that answer as it is.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a little existential, actually. So.
All right. We'll try again here. Let's see. How soon is now?
Are you sure you're not looking at these?
Yes.
Now?
Yes. The answer is yes.
We did see Morrissey at Riot Fest the other week, and he actually showed up on time.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So that's how soon it is.
To the gig at all.
That's how soon now is.
He wasn't ill. He was able to play.
That was great. Okay.
Did we ding?
We dinged.
Sweet.
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
We're not there yet.
What did I hear?
I guess we're going to give you a third
Can't
question.
Take anything out of the oven.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Man, you're getting all the good ones. What's the frequency, Kenneth?
95.7 The Rock. No, I don't know.
All right. Thanks very much, Frank Muffin, everyone.
Thanks for having us on.
You guys are great. And, we're so excited to see the full band perform. You know, last night at night one, it was kind of a smaller, you know, setup. But we're going to get the full-on experience. And also last night, the after party at the hotel bar. We had some really good.
Yeah, I blame Eric for all of that.
Sing-alongs. So it was great. Yeah, and Eric too. Frank Muffin, everyone. And it's Rock in the Suburbs.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. This is where we walk. This is where we smile. Take a picture here. Take a souvenir. Oh, yeah.
In this conference room, we can declare ourselves a nation. Right. They can't kick us out.